mind to loving kindness. So no need to open the eyes. Just keep the mindfulness, the sense of peace. Inside the middle of that silence and peace, we turn our minds to goodwill, to kindness, to care. So you imagine in your mind's eye a being, an imaginary being, not a real one, to whom you find it so easy to generate thoughts, feelings of care, goodwill, kindness or love. Those of you who have done this meditation before in this way, you may have your favourite object. Mine is a little kitten. Yours can be a baby, a puppy, or even, as one meditator in Sydney once used, a small seedling which was growing in the window box of our apartment. All of these are beings. Being streams of consciousness who experience the pain and the hurt of the world, who need the compassion, the kindness of others just to survive. As I lead this meditation, I will use my kitten. Please substitute your favorite object in the place of a kitten. I imagine this abandoned, lonely, hungry little being who hasn't known much safety or care since the time it was born. A kitten abandoned by its mother, alone in a big frightening world. Whenever it's gone close looking for comfort and care, it's only got clawed, hissed and beaten. If you find this little kitten cowering in a corner of darkness, shrinking away from the world out of fear, so alone, so hungry, so cold, so terrified. If you find that little abandoned kitten, you have to reach out your hand to it, slowly, with loving kindness, to gain its trust. You look at that kitten's terrified eyes. You see the blood on its fur, its own blood. You see the bones sticking out from its little body. So hungry, so afraid, so alone. Your loving kindness, you take away the other being's fear. Little being, you do not need to feel afraid. I am here to help, to care. I will never harm or hurt you. I only want to care, to warm your cold, to relieve your fear, to take away your pain. You allow to touch that little being. Touch it so gently, as it does not know whether you too will hurt it or will care. As you hold that little being in your hand, very gently, you bring it to your chest, always keeping eye contact. Little kitten, little being, I'll never harm or hurt you. Poor little abandoned, lonely, terrified, pain, hungry kitten. You bring it to your chest. You give it your full loving kindness and care. Wherever you go, whatever you do, please know there is someone who cares for you, who will never harm you, who will be your friend, who will protect you from dangers, will nurture you, as you grow up in this world until you're strong. It will feed you, house you, and keep you warm. It will be your friend. It will give you love, not harm. As you say these words or things similar, keeping eye contact with this imaginary being, see the imaginary being's eyes change from those of terror to those of trust. You see his body soften from the rigidity of fear into the softness of acceptance. You see his whole body start to go soft. His breathing start to settle down. His eyes start to warm to your eyes. Little being, I am your friend. I give you all of my kindness and warmth. There's an energy in me which is there for you. To care, to be kind, to protect. Little being, your happiness and welfare is my concern. I truly wish, not just through words, but with my acts as well, I wish you all happiness and well-being. May you always feel at ease, feel safe, feel comforted. May you always be free from pain. May your sicknesses be healed. May your fear disappear. May you have hope and joy and fun in your life as well. As you open the door of your heart, this swiftly imaginary being which you're holding close to your chest, as you feel its warmth will warm you and your warmth warm it, as you share your energies together, you see this little kitten start to purr as it receives your loving kindness, your care. Dear little being, may you be happy. May you be well. May you be free from the pains and disappointments of your life. May you joyfully run through your young life, enjoying pleasure, enjoying peace, enjoying freedom. As you give the power of your loving kindness, of your goodwill, your directed thoughts just to this little being. And as you're doing this, you start to be able to notice a feeling of warmth in your own chest, a real feeling, as the fire of loving kindness starts to warm in your heart towards this imaginary being. Once that warmth is established in the area of your chest, the feeling, the sensation always associated with loving kindness, you turn from that being, and instead in its place you imagine a real being, a being who's closest to you in this life. It could be a relation, it could be a lover, it could be a friend. Whoever it is, wherever they are, you imagine them as if they were before you right now. And that friend, that being you spend so much time thinking about, now you give the same energy you gave to a frightened, hungry, lonely kitten, to that real being. Dear friend, there is very little difference between each one of us and a painful, scared little being like a kitten. We too get hurt with the words of another, with the experiences of disappointment and frustration. We too experience loneliness, fear, disappointment. Sometimes people can't see the pain in their heart, in our heart, but they can only see the pain in our body. Dear friend, know that I care for you. That in this moment, the energy which I've built up with all these days of meditation, the beautiful, pure mind energy, I'm sending out to you. Dear friend, wherever you are, may you be happy and well. If you're already happy, may my energy make you smile more. If you're in pain, feeling lonely, my energy will ease that pain, will take away that aloneness, will give you peace and joy. Dear friend, may you be free from suffering and pain. May your illnesses, if they are there, get ease. May they never come in the first place, because of the power of my metta. You send the energy of goodwill, guided by your inner commentary, your directed thoughts, keeping the image of that being in your mind's eye, sustaining it there, so you have something to pour this energy of goodwill and kindness towards. You understand just how you get frustrated and confused, so do they. And when you need a friend, they're there for you. Now you are there for them. As you pour out the energy of your heart towards your closest friend, if you imagine invisible arms coming out from your side, going around their back and embracing them, pulling them towards you. Dear being, dear friend, I truly care for you. As you pull their heart close to your heart, their eyes close to yours, as you spread this power of goodwill, of care, of sincere kindness towards this other being. If you have hurt me or offended me or said stupid things, it doesn't matter. Kindness and goodwill in my heart will melt those, just like the snowflake falling on the water melts immediately. The power of my metta mind will melt anything which you say or do which is hurtful. As you give this powerful, unconditional force of kindness towards this being who is the closest to you in this life. As you give them this loving kindness, you can feel their body soften too. Their eyes start to become full of joy as your metta bounces back. As your kindness starts to affect you, the energy you give out gives you more energy to give. As you feel the sensation around the heart, this beautiful, joyful piti sukha of metta, now felt as a sensation in the body, start to grow as you build it up on your closest friend. Whenever you're in pain, whenever you're in need, the door of my heart, of my house, of my time, is always open. I care for you. I sincerely wish you well. I want you to be happy. I'm sending the force of my life out for you. You put this incredibly powerful feeling of metta around inside, soaking the body and the mind of your closest friend. The feeling in your chest starts to get more intense. The physical sensation of pleasure associated with loving kindness. Now you allow the image of your best friend to fade away once the energy is strong enough. Instead, you imagine, without opening your eyes, all the people in this room, all your fellow meditators, people who have gone through the same experiences as you have, people who have been tired and frustrated at times, who have been inspired when the meditation starts to come together, people who have fear, expectations, people experience both pain and happiness. Just like you. And in this moment, you forget about yourself and give all your energy, all your kindness, all your well-wishing to all the people in this room. People you've lived with in the last 9 days. I give you my kindness. I give you my heart. May the door to my heart be open to you all. As you give this powerful loving kindness to all the people in this room, may you never feel alone. May you never feel sad. My mind is there for you as you give this powerful care and kindness to all the people in this room. Those of you who are sick, may the power of my heart ease that sickness. May the warmth of love melt the pain away. For those of you who are sad or in grief, may the power of my energy soften the core of that pain. Soften it and make that too melt away, like an ice cube or an icicle, dripping and melting until there's nothing left. Dissolved by the power of our goodwill. May all the people in this room be free of suffering and pain. May the diseases be healed. May the disappointments be eased. This is my wish. This is where my energy is directed. The power of loving kindness is immense. Powerful force centered in the heart, tingling the skin around the chest. Forcing the energy to all the people in this room. May all people in this room know the peace of deep meditation. Those of you who have touched it, may you share it with everyone here. Even deeper, may you all know the sheer bliss of the free mind and the release of final enlightenment. If you haven't received that yourself, still you can give it to every other being. This energy, this force, which just gives, kindness, goodwill, happiness, peace to all other beings. So imagine this energy in your chest starting to glow, starting to become powerful, starting to spread rays of golden kindness to all the beings in this room. Rays contacting each other. Rays of kindness from heart to heart, mind to mind, body to body. As you direct this intention of goodwill to all the people in this room, may you all be free from pain, free from happiness, free from fear, free from pain. Always have happiness. May you all be happy and well. Sincerely. As this golden energy fills this whole room, this loving kindness, this power of warmth, of unconditional love, filling this room, bathing everybody, so there's no more disappointment. No more wanting, as you feel the ease of gentle metta. Until the energy in the room is just so strong, it just goes through the walls, through the windows, bursting like a powerful generator of metta energy out through this little room. To all the beings in the garden, in the church next door, the birds in the sky, the little beings crawling in the earth, even to invisible beings. My care goes to you as well. May all beings in this retreat center be at peace, free from pain. May their fear be eased. May they feel the ease of knowing that people care and protect you all. We truly wish you happiness and well-being. As the force of your loving kindness energy spreads goodwill, peace and happiness to all the beings in this center, invisible, big, small, without exception. May all beings here feel the energy of my heart and feel the happiness which I give you as a gift. The golden energy just makes this whole retreat center still and happy, until even the retreat center can't take it anymore. It bursts over the walls, over the roads, to the people driving outside on the road, to the houses next door, to all the beings in this neighborhood, the dogs, the cats, the birds. May all beings also feel the power of this golden light of metta, spreading ever stronger, ever wider. Beings who are having arguments at home, children who are afraid of their parents, people who are sick, people who are mourning the loss of someone close to them, spreading wider to those who are so lost they're in the parks taking drugs, to the lonely, to the destitute, to all beings in this great city, to those in hospital fighting for their lives and worried whether their loved ones will pull through. May all of you please drink from the power of my heart to spread it out like a balm, like a cool breeze. It's golden light, healing, easing, giving hope where there's fear, giving joy where there's pain, giving freedom, just knowing that someone cares. As you give this power of loving kindness, this golden light, like a tsunami of love, is flowing over the city. So step back and feel what it's like in your heart. Power gets stronger the further you spread it. Keep spreading it wider, the whole of the country of Australia, to those in the remote communities, those working away from their loved ones, all beings in this great country. Further than this country, you can imagine this golden light spreading way over to your own homelands if you're from overseas, your family and friends in Malaysia or Singapore or New Zealand, going further to the countries still at pain through war and strife or hunger or rape. May all beings suffering in this moment, this great world of ours, as you envelop it with your golden light of loving kindness, may all beings touch the peace in my heart. May you feel this wish of freedom from pain. May you know that somewhere a person who doesn't even know you cares. You spread this amazing, powerful unconditional force of loving kindness to all beings in this world. May all beings, wherever they are, be free from pain. In this moment, may your suffering disappear. May you be free from frustration, from grief, from all types and forms of suffering. May the power of my heart give you happiness, sense of freedom. May it give you the power to forgive, so you too can feel the freedom, the joy which I feel now and give to you. This beautiful power of loving kindness goes around the whole world, spreading outwards from this planet Earth to all beings in the thousandfold universe, even to those beings who live in the dark spaces, as the Buddha said, where sun and moon shine not. May all beings, far and near, the seen and the unseen, may all beings feel and be warmed by this golden light of my loving kindness. May all be free. May they all know the joy of peace, the power of unconditional loving kindness. The door of my heart is open to you all, as my heart is that big, infinite, contains the whole world. As you spread this false golden light of loving kindness throughout the world, to all beings, how does it feel now in your own heart? One person you've left out. You turn that power of loving kindness onto this being sitting here. The one who's been working so hard with their mind for the last 9 days, struggling with old habits, some things which we sometimes call defilements, which I call just dung for your mango tree. As you give your loving kindness to all of you, my restless mind, my doubts, my frustration, as well as my joy, my pain, and my happiness, as you give loving kindness to all of you, this little being here, you can imagine as if you were watching yourself in a mirror. And caring with all of your heart. Me, may I be happy and well. May I be free from all pain, both physical and emotional. Dear me, I care. The warmth of my heart goes to all parts of my body and all parts of my mind, easing and melting any hard pieces of suffering through the power of loving kindness. May my body be at ease. May my mind be free. May I know the joy and the bliss of those liberations of mind. Of utter contentment and acceptance. May I know the power of letting go. May freedom come to me. May my mind know supreme enlightenment. As you wish yourself the highest joy, as you care, spreading this beautiful golden glow of loving kindness, of goodwill, and also of forgiveness, whoever I am, whatever I've done. I forgive it all. There is no part of me, no part of my past, which I can't accept and bring in and be part of, and it be part of me. Whatever I've done by body, by speech or by mind, which I was not proud of, which I shouldn't have done, I forgive. I let go. If you give unconditional love to your past, the door of my heart is open to you now. Heal. Be free. Feel joy. You give this amazing loving kindness, this unconditional forgiveness to you. How does that feel? Whole body full of peace, full of metta, full of freedom. Golden energy just being you, you being that energy. Bring that energy back into your heart, imagining your heart like a lotus, fully open, the most beautiful, pure, white lotus you can imagine. And this loving kindness being drawn like a ball of golden light, like a little sun, incandescent, but just small, sitting on the top of the beautiful white lotus that is your heart. As you imagine those petals, so delicate, gently, softly, closing around that ball, that seed of loving kindness, curling around, closing, protecting, saving that metta for another time. Care and treasure in the middle of your heart. Give the final blessing. No need to move. Just allow the mind to soak it in. Sabba Buddha Nubhavena, Sabba Dhamma Nubhavena, Sabba Sangha Nubhavena, Buddha Ratanang, Dhamma Ratanang, Sangha Ratanang, Tinang Ratananang, Anubhavena, Chaturasiti Sahasa Dhamma Kanda Anubhavena, Pitakataya Nubhavena, Jina Savaka Nubhavena, Sabete Roga, Sabete Baya, Sabete Antaraya, Sabete Upadawa, Sabete Dunimir. Vyasa Vata Ko Bala Vata Ko Vanna Vata Ko Sukha Vata Ko Hotu Sabada Dukha Roga Baya Vera Soka Satu Chupadawa Aneka Antaraya Pivina Santu Chate Jasa Jaya Siddhi Danang Labang Soti Bhagayang Sukhang Balang Siri Ayu Jawan Ocha Bogang Wudi Chayasawa Satawa Satya Ayu Jajiva Siddhi Bhavan Tute
Sadhu Sadhu.
There ends this retreat, but the meditation, the path, never ends. So enjoy your trip back to wherever you came from, and see you next time, next retreat, wherever it happens to be. Take care.